living the law of allowing. And while these first two laws are of extreme importance, and your awareness of them is of great value to you and to all that is, your understanding and application of this third law, the law of allowing, is really where all of your personal power lies. The law of attraction says, the essence of that which is like unto itself is drawn. And what that means is, if I feel unappreciated because of circumstances that have recently occurred in my experience, the law of attraction cannot now surround me with people who appreciate me. That would defy the law of attraction. If I feel fat and unhappy about the way my body looks and feels, I cannot discover the process or state of mind that's necessary to achieve a good-feeling, good-looking body. That would defy the law of attraction. If I feel discouraged about my financial situation, it cannot improve. Improvement in the face of discouragement would defy the law of attraction. If I'm angry because people have been taking advantage of me, lying to me, dishonoring me, and even defacing my property, no action that I can take can stop those unpleasant things from happening, for that would defy the law of attraction. The law of attraction simply and accurately reflects back to you in a myriad of ways an accurate response to your vibrational output. In short, whatever is happening to you is a perfect vibrational match to the current vibration of your being, and the emotions that are present within you indicate that vibrational state of being. Once aware of the powerful law of attraction, many people make a conscious decision to be more in control of their own thoughts, for they have come to understand the power of focusing thought. People attempt to control and more effectively focus their thoughts through a variety of methods, ranging from hypnosis or an attempt to control unconscious thoughts to meditations, affirmations, and strong methods of mind control. But there is a much easier way of going about the deliberate creation of your own experience and of fulfilling your intention for this joyous life experience, and that is an understanding and application of the art of allowing. It is the conscious, gentle guiding of your thoughts in the general direction of the things that you desire. And as you come to understand this powerful stream of life that we are explaining, and as you get a glimpse of the larger picture of who you really are, and, most important, as you become convinced that your true work is to simply realign with who you really are, the art of allowing will become second nature to you.